welcome to another episode of Why We Are Playing, Episode 7. We do some of the Lords of Dustchain and the Portal quest with Elminster to get over to Forgotten Realms. I can't remember anything's name ever. I'm your host, Samus Garobo. Today I was joined by the girls, Grim and Rach. We had a good time, even though it's kind of a shorter one because I had to take a phone call kind of in the middle of what we recorded. And the girls being in the same room, they don't always use the TeamSpeak to talk to each other, which is incredibly wonderful for them, but horrible for a podcast about playing Dungeons and Dragons online while, you know, over TeamSpeak. So we missed an awful lot of their conversation. We'll get a couple of gems kind of in the middle. But basically, even though it's a little shorter one, I thought it was funny in a lot of places, so I wanted to share with you all. Thanks for listening. You can, of course, find this at samusgarobo.com. Also, just as a note, we talk about Darkwing Duck in the episode, and I wanted to go ahead and share the Darkwing Duck theme song for you all. Daring Duck of Mystery, Champion of Right, swoops out of the shadows, Darkwing owns the night. Somewhere villain schemes, but his number's up. 1, 2, 3, Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous. Darkwing Duck. Darkwing, Darkwing Duck. Cloud of smoke and he appears, master of surprise. Who's that cunning mind behind that shadowy disguise? Nobody knows for sure, but bad guys are out of luck. Cause here comes Darkwing Duck. Look out. When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous. Darkwing Duck. Better watch out, you bad boys. Darkwing Duck. Alright, so that's kind of how I remember the Darkwing Duck theme song. That may not be 100% accurate. You can, of course, check that out on YouTube. Darkwing Duck is what you want to search for. Anyway, I love Darkwing Duck, and I love the theme song, Sue Me. Alright, so, once again, you're listening to Why We Are Playing, Episode 7. Alright. Recording. Spinner of Shadows. Let's see, today we have Grim on. Him.
Hey.
Yeah, and then we have Rach on. Nightly.
Hello.
Who's a very confusing half-elf. Because they're half-elves. I swear you used to be a chick before. I didn't know you could do a sex change on your half-elves, but apparently you can. You just put on a dress and there you are.
Well, you see him dancing.
Oh, yeah. Hot. You know, I used to do that. I used to take all my clothes off and then dance while we waited for raids to fill. True story.
Makes complete sense to me.
Yeah, I would do the Carlson dance. Yeah. It was pretty awesome. Alright, let's see. After the weekend, I spent 75 resurrection scrolls, so I'm going to stop by House K and buy scrolls real fast. And out of the 100 healing scrolls that they brought me to do whatever that last quest was we did, a giant hole tour.
Oh yeah,
I have 33 left.
Wow.
Yeah, so I spent almost 260 some odd heal scrolls on you guys over this weekend, and we still got.
Throw some plat your way.
I'm not worried about plat. I just wanted everyone to know that we died a lot.
Yeah, we did. Well, we were certainly up to level.
Yeah, we were, 23s, 24s, doing Epic Elite Giant Hold.
Yeah.
And slightly distracted for the most part, I think. I mean, we didn't record. We probably could have, but there was just a lot of cursing and yelling at each other.
Well, cursing at myself and anyone else.
Well, yeah, no, I was cursing at you a lot, too.
Thanks. Makes me feel so much better.
You're welcome. It wasn't just you. I don't know how many times I yelled about certain party members' hit point total being extremely low on self-healing characters.
Yeah. You wouldn't be the first person to say anything about that.
Yeah. Or yelling at the wife as she's running away, screaming die, die, die to spiders. I'm like, I'm trying
But that was amusing. You just hear her yelling in the background down your microphone.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It was good times. I really enjoyed it. The whole thing.
We said that when we logged off last night. It was, you know, it was a really good run.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. We should have definitely tried to find a way to record all of those.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We did some streaming. I think after that, maybe.
Yeah.
The internet's been kind of flaky with both the wife and I playing at the same time, so we didn't want to anything that was Epic Elite. We didn't want to try taking the extra risk. I don't know if everyone
right.
else out there is having such a bad weekend.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, but oh,
I've
my
got
goodness.
The spider.
Yeah.
I have the spider with the big boobies.
Hmm.
Okay.
So I'm taking it you've got her full attention. Or she's got yours, one of the two. I guess you
yeah,
asked.
We need five. I've got seven. Right, it's just I've got a bunch of spiders around here. If you can
poke them with the stick.
I've been trying to get her to. She's just been trying to decide what to take with her second raider's box.
Yeah, I can't decide.
Trying to talk into doing a stick build, but.
Yeah, you don't like having your gear be in one piece. It should be broken in half.
Yeah. The thing is, it is a really good build. I mean, I know I need to tweak it, and my saves aren't as good as they should be, or could be. And the you know the auto bluff that you get with steepled sniper tree. That needs to be built into this.
There's an auto bluff in Deepwood Sniker?
It's one of the lower. It's on the lowest part of the tree. I can't remember where it is, but basically, it will bluff anything.
Alright, keep running. So, I'll buff you, and then I'll go run and buff her.
Yeah.
Even
the red names and everything, it'll bluff them, and then I hit them with tendon slice, and because I've bluffed, it automatically gets them, and it's really useful. I can see that being really
good.
Useful in this build, so I just need to jig his enhancements around a bit.
Jig?
Jig, yes.
Jig?
Jig.
See, like, here in America, we do have, I don't know how politically incorrect I should be on this show, actually. Should probably just keep my goddamn mouth shut. But there is a localism, I believe. Yeah,
right.
Localism. And there's a mildly offensive one. It might be really offensive, I don't know. But the PC-ified-ish version is like African engineer.
Okay.
And the idea is that you're like a master of jiggering things.
Right.
Yeah, so that was the first thing that popped in my little brain when you said that. I'm like, what?
Okay.
Kind of socially politically incorrect shenanigans are you spouting?
Yeah.
Alright.
It means to tinker with, I would say.
Yeah. Before I go run off to try to be a help for Rach, is there any buffs that you would require other than the ones I gave?
Maybe blur be good, please.
Maybe blur. Alright, there's a blur. I don't know what color name she is. She's a red name. I have no fucking clue what that means. She may automatically be able to bypass blur. Who knows? Who knows the rules of a card?
Well, it might help when them Hezus come back.
How many crystals is it per ward? Four.
I've got four in my pocket.
Right,
as well.
I've got enough. I just need to run back with it. So everybody get the voices on.
Oh, this was the best Spinner of Shadows of all time.
Yeah, we were saying it was a shame Mike weren't around to do the Epic Elite, but then that'd have buggered up his numbers because there'd have been seven of us. But yeah, we should definitely do that again sometime.
Yeah, and Beanie logged on, and we couldn't invite him along either, so it's...
Yeah, it'd be nice to...
It's really inconvenient for us to have enough guildies that... I mean, we're at that weird level. Like, we can shortman any raids because we have enough people, but we can't quite put together two full groups.
Hmm.
So it's always like one or two or maybe even three people end up doing something by themselves. It's a really awkward size.
And it's a shame as well, like, if it's just like... Because, I mean, there's guaranteed to be myself and Rach on, usually Mike and you guys on. And then everyone else is sort of like, they just sort of dip in and out. It'd be really nice to just sort of arrange a definite time and have everyone on and, you know, plan to do something.
Yeah, I know Beanie's got a lot of stuff going on in real life, and Tabrell has those weird weekends when he's just gone for, like, forever. So, it would be nice if we could have a little bit more of a standard, especially for, like, raids. I know a lot of us want to do, you know, some Demon Queens, and I would like to get Abbott in our rotation.
Yeah. I really don't like Abbott. I'm very vocal about it, but I'll quite happily run it.
Well, if it's plenty of us. I think you would like it once you kind of have it down, maybe. Like, do you feel comfortable in the raid? Ooh, a double crossbow. I don't think I have any of these.
Ooh. I've never done Abbott.
You've never done Abbott. See?
Oh, that's true. Rachel's never done Abbott.
Nope.
It's...
Oh, I got it! Seal of Illuminous Truth!
Oh, well.
Sweet.
That's the only reason I wanted to do the damn bloody thing.
I got, Templar's Retribution. Is that the shield or is that the plate mail? Oh, no. Does anyone want this thing?
I can't remember.
If not, I'm just going to throw it in the pile with all the other seals. Actually, you know what? Before I do that, I can check the...
Yes, that's everything to make it nice.
That's great. I remember we came in for Rach and like got her something she needed.
And Venom Blade, wasn't it, Sharp?
Yeah.
Did anyone want this? If not, like I said, I'm checking my spreadsheet right now.
No, I'm good, thanks. I think I've actually got one.
Okay. Rach, I know you love loot, shiny things.
I don't have the seal. But if you want to keep it, then that's fine. I ain't got any plans to build it.
Wow, decisive as ever.
Yes.
This is us.
I don't know if that actually came across the right chat or not. I was hitting several buttons. It's the bastard sword. We all heard that, yes?
Oh. All right, okay.
I'm not fussed, huh?
Okay.
I'm kicking myself and wish I'd not called out, but never mind.
And that's my first piece of any of that, so probably never gonna get there. Yes. Apparently I didn't hit the save button when I posted the why we were playing earlier today. Oh, what's the button to skip the cutscene? Is it? It's not enter.
Enter. And then hit enter again, otherwise you'll start typing random in chat.
Enter like 1,000 times. Whoa, 15 combinations of valor!
I know!
Ah, it's just awesome, is that, isn't it?
Yes!
Although, again, with that... you see? Random crap in party chat. We got a nice stack from doing those Epic Elites over the weekend.
Yeah, we got like, 400 and some?
470-something.
479.
Yeah, so that's not bad. I mean, only another 3,800 to go.
Oh, yeah. Take it, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my Facebook thing is doing the chirp-chirp thing. I posted a... Apparently, my local magic community has developed a super secret Facebook group or some shit. And okay. They... Like, apparently I gave the correct person, figured out my Facebook page, and friended me and decided to add me to like all these different groups. And of course, I'm deeply stupid and just hit sure. Like, I don't care. Facebook is for whatever. So then I decided to put this deck on there that I was tinkering around with just for people to make comments or whatever. And now I got like 1,000 back and forth comments, people who just don't understand certain card choices.
Right.
Or numbers. That's for all you out there who have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah. Alright, what's next on the agenda?
If you don't mind, I'd like to just blitz through Beyond the Rift.
Sounds good.
And that will probably just take us through to the end of our gameplay for this evening.
No!
I know, I'm sorry. Well, some of us have to go to work tomorrow.
Hey. Why are you cutting me like that? My wife started doing that too.
So, when do you hear back about your postal job?
I don't know. I peed in the cup this morning. It was very exciting. I tweeted all about it.
Yes.
So, I don't know how long it takes for them to run a pee test. I imagine it can't take that long. The woman put it in the machine like while I was standing there, so... then I imagine she reports it. And then I think it's going to be the background check that'll slow them down. Because I was a pilot during 9/11, so... I do have an FBI file. Because they opened one on every flight student and pilot during like a 5-hour or 5-year window of 9/11. So I have one, so I don't know what kind of red tape that'll throw in their way. Hopefully not very much. But I'm hoping there might be some training as early as next week.
Cool.
I'm hoping, which would be good, because apparently unemployment doesn't want to pay me. I don't know.
That's the sucky part of not having a job.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys over there, but here in the States, we have unemployment, which your company has to pay so much into for every employee.
Right.
And then you're allowed a certain percentage of that money if they terminate you.
That's completely different to how it works over here.
Yeah, and they give it to you in small chunks, and you have to meet certain requirements for looking for another job. I mean, it's not just a handout kind of thing, you know? It's a bucket, and whatever they don't have to empty for you, then they get a carryover for the next year. So they kind of have a tendency to fight to try to keep
it.
So... You have to meet all... It's like any other government thing. There's all sorts of paperwork. But I'm trying to jump through all the hoops, and I thought I had everything approved, and now I'm not getting monies, and I'm slightly irritated.
Yeah. That would be annoying. Over here, it's more of, everyone pays national insurance. And that's supposed to cover, like, state benefits.
Benefits, yeah. Job seekers allowance, they call it nowadays.
Yeah, so if you're fired from your job, you have so long before you can actually claim.
Right.
If you can claim at all.
Sorry?
If you can claim at all.
If you can claim at all, yeah. But other than that, anyone who's unemployed can claim job seekers allowance.
Over here you can only claim for so long after you've been terminated.
Oh, we have to talk to the hairy one. Hang on.
Yeah, I yelled at him.
Alright, cool.
Oh, Elminster, could you please show us the way? We'll wander around through this maze by ourselves later for hours, but right now, if you could just show us the way to know, like, halfway there would be great. You know, just get us lost right in the middle. This ever-changing landscape. Ross, so yeah, no, and then I did a little bit more research and found one of my former employers. We had, you know, there's a lot of competitors, obviously, right? And like a lot of our employees would come from this other company called AGCO and back and forth and whatnot. So it turns out they have a developer tester position open, kind of like what I was applying for at Turbine.
All right.
So I like sat down and modified my resume and wrote like the single most inspiring cover letter I think I've ever written and sent it off, which totally is a kick in the pants because the one for Turbine should be the one that's all inspired, right?
Yeah.
But it
That's always
wasn't.
the way, though, isn't it? You try really hard for the one you really want, and then.
Yeah, I mean, and I wouldn't mind. It's conveniently close enough. You know, it's about 40 minutes drive, which is a pretty long commute for me. You know, I'm used to like 90 seconds, but I realize a lot of people are like 90 minutes. That's not nothing. Forty
No,
minutes or whatever.
it's in.
So, I mean, advantages of living in small town Kansas, I guess, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, the idea of making that, like driving for 3 hours one way every day, it just sounds crazy. But then, you know, on the flip side, I'm like applying for a post office position where I'll be basically driving for 8 hours a day, so it's kind of weird too. That will be the process of working that's different, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's always different when it's, if it's part of your job rather than just the actual commute itself.
Yeah, and it's stop and go and stop and go and
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. Either way, I think it'd be fine. My problem is I have a tendency to go on autopilot, and my kid would yet have to, because I would take him to school in the morning. He would yell at me, and I'd be because I drop him off on the way to work, and I just forget he's there if he doesn't talk a lot.
Suddenly end up at work with him.
Yeah. Yeah, you can
Somebody at
just
our work
walk.
does that with a dog.
They drive their dog to school every day?
No, they drive. She drives the dog to her parents, so the parents look after the dog during the day, and then a couple of times she's got to work, packed up, and then realised she's still got dog in back, so she has to drive all the way back to drop it off again.
Just teach the dog to be quiet and just put it under your desk. Like when I bought Quinn, I really wanted her to be comfortable driving in the car. She's just scared of her own shadow. Let's see if I can heal the correct person. Look at that. Got
Yay.
spells.
That's good because Albus is basically doing fuck all.
Oh, that's not true. He healed
He's up there
me.
looking pretty in his skirt.
I was mostly healed. He healed me.
He aspires to be Elminster, I think. That's his problem.
Albus?
Yeah.
Anubis?
He's got a look of Albus, Elminster going on about him. With the
He's
white
not
hair.
that
All he needs
gay.
is a big beard.
He doesn't have a pointy hat. He does have a stick in his hand, though, which is kind of awkward, but. The big fat head, like Elminster loves to have in his mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm just not a huge fan of Elminster. I should probably stop before I get in trouble. Hey, did you know spiders can't be danced?
Do you know what? You may have mentioned that the other day.
I know. I was trying to hit the stunning blow, which is actually terrible. It doesn't work at all on my bard, but it's still there.
Yeah, I'm
Even
lost now. I
more
think I've taken a wrong turn.
sperm.
Excellent.
There could be a named over there, that's why I always go that way.
Ah, okay. I bet I feel much better about going up there.
I wonder, have we done a rant about how much this place looks like it's covered in sperm?
No.
Oh, that could be Like,
That would
everywhere
definitely be a
you
seventh
look.
ramp, though.
Well, I mean, all these quests, they've got like the big sperms rubbing each other or the giant penis heads rubbing up against each other. It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost fell off the edge. That would have been embarrassing. Also, we can talk about that some more in a second, but what if I started using the Darkwing Duck theme song when I enthrall? Just like start singing it?
Is that the one you were telling us about the other month?
Maybe.
Think so, yeah.
And then we had the disagreement about we made you listen to Danger Mouse and you didn't like it.
Oh, you know what? An old coworker's on the phone. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
He didn't like Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse, or it was Trapdoor that we made him listen
to. It was
to.
probably Trapdoor. It
Trapdoor.
wasn't Danger Mouse. Everybody loves Danger Mouse.
Got me something wrong with you if you don't like Danger Mouse, really.
Absolutely.
In fact, it was Trapdoor that I wasn't particularly fond of. Danger Mouse kicks ass. Right here we have about 5 or 6 minutes of silence, give or take. I don't know, maybe less than that, maybe 4 minutes of silence. But I'm not going to make you listen to all of that. Instead, I'm going to make you listen to my interjection about the silence and then their comment about the silence. So here we go.
He's gonna have to edit out a really big silent bit.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that.
Right, and then right here we have a really, 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 really long silence, followed up by probably my two favorite parts of this show.
So, do you think the spell was broken out here then?
Well, there's usually a few by now.
What was that one we were doing the other day? And was it yesterday? And there was no traps at all. When the normally
Maze of
is some.
Madness.
Yeah, that's it.
That's really odd. Okay.
All right.
Hey.
And back.
Hello.
Well, hello to you
So,
too.
we're on the last bit, and there has been no traps so far.
Oh, it's probably totally safe. There's no traps in this quest.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not
you
there.
mean you think the ones that there really should be traps there, they're just bugged out?
Yeah, there's normally quite a lot of spell boards.
Yeah. They
The
are in specific
voice
places, though. Whoa, that lag is real bad right there. Thought I was going off the bridge like a bunch.
Okay, we're about to finish it then.
That's fine. I keep my voice or my mantle thing on all the time.
Right.
Is there a reason
All right.
to run all the way to the end? Like, there's no reason, like, good loot, right?
There's no real
Can't.
name
No,
for that, I don't think, from here, is there?
yeah, I can't think of anything.
I didn't even get gold renown from my chest.
Nope. Pants.
Did you guys at least be funny and witty on the rest of the show while I was gone?
Well, you may have a nice big long silence
A nice big long
edit out.
silence. Yeah,
But we
that's
did
what
have a brief, yeah.
Well, it's awkward because we're in the same room, so we just talk to each other and go off
Yeah.
the bike.
I figured maybe you guys had the opportunity to have like a pickle f tickle fight or a pillow fight
Oh
or
no, we should have done that.
We
giggle
should, shouldn't we?
fest.
Yeah, because you've got a great giggle.
Have I? Oh, well, next time we'll do a giggle thing.
Okay.
Oh, I hope next time is going to be on the show, right? Not in
We're
10 minutes when you
going
leave.
now, see ya.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right. Well, thank you for dragging me through the quest. I appreciate it.
No, it's all right.
And you can come and get your 15 comms as a reward.
The comms.
Come and com. Yeah, sorry.
Covered in calm, is that what you said?
Yeah. Not very
Was
much calm, but
it 15 again?
15, yeah. No means to the tight ass
Ooh.
bastard. Right.
Ooh.
Night night. See you later.
All right, later, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a fun
Bye-bye.
day.